The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, as well as watching the footy over the past month, one of the highlights on the show has been chatting to the 32 members of our very own World Cup Supporters Club. I'd like to say a big thank you to all who volunteered to join our family of supporters. You were all great sports. Some of you were on air more than others as your team progressed, but you were all gracious in defeat and magnanimous in victory. And we did promise that we would have a nice prize for one of you. We have two nights bed and breakfast and one dinner for two people at the Pembroke Hotel in Kilkenny. And the folks there are also offering a bike and hike tour of Kilkenny with complimentary entry to Kilkenny Castle. And we have a replica World Cup trophy as well, provided by Trophy and Medal Makers MMI.ie. We've put all 32 of your names into a hat, and I'm going to draw out one winner now. And just to recap, our 32 supporters were Isabel Flynn Whittle, supported Algeria. Andrew Redden is still the representative for Argentina. Stephen Harris supported Australia. Jan Van Dessel told us about his Belgian connections. We had Brian Guilfoyle representing Bosnia and Herzegovina. Paulo Oliveira, a very deflated Brazilian. We had Michael Keng from Cameroon. We had Shane Carney from Chile. We had Juan Carlos Guaqueta from Colombia. Jodie O'Connor supported Costa Rica. Mary Bossell supporting Ivory Coast with her daughter Marlene. We had Harvey Vukovic for Croatia. We had Chris O'Connell for Ecuador. Chris McCallum, a disappointed Englishman. Fergus McMahon supported France. Cora Malloy, Germany. Adekunle Gomez, Ghana. Stefan Manilow, Greece. Idel Menin, Honduras. Ruzbe Razavi from Iran. We had Paddy Sheehan supporting Italy. We had Geraldine Gunning telling us all about Japan. We had Brendan Tobin of the Republic of Korea. We had Tim O'Connor from Mexico. Ethna Malloy represented the Netherlands. Sean Urel, Nigeria. Gary Facey supported Portugal. James Campbell, Russia. Houston Stanley was our Spanish representative. We had Patrick Flanagan representing Switzerland. And we had Gabriel Raffo supporting Uruguay. And finally, David Mahoney of the United States. So there you have it, 32 people. And they are in our draw for that weekend away. And I'm going to ask our next guest, who's best known as Mr. Woodnote, to pull one of the pieces of paper out of that box. There you go. Thank you very much. And pass it over to me there, and I will tell you who has won. And the winner of that weekend away, plus the replica trophy, is Fergal McMahon, who lives in France. He's been living in France for some time, and he supported them throughout the World Cup. Well done to you, Fergal. You will be getting that weekend and getting the replica trophy as well.